Welcome to Central Life Church. We hope you enjoyed today's message. For further information, go to our website at www.centrallife.com.au. Email us at contactus@centrallife.com.au.
Magical here this morning, which is scary for me. If it works. Do I have to wait for something for it to work? Okay, I'll give you half a tick. Thank goodness my husband is technical. I don't know what I'd do if I wasn't married to him. I wouldn't be able to fix anything. I had a message prepared and I've had it sort of prepared for the last month. And I think on Friday I started just putting a few things together and then God said, I want you to talk about something else. And I went, oh, thanks God. Is it working? Yeah. Maybe, do you want to sit and do that for a while? Thank you. So, you know, God was talking to me this morning and, we'll talk about that in a minute. But I just want to read this morning from Ephesians 1 and I'm going to read from the Message, which is a bit of an abbreviated version. It's more today's language and so it might sound a little bit different. But let me start this morning in Ephesians 1, verse 1. I, Paul, am under God's plan as an apostle, a special agent of Christ Jesus, writing to you faithful believers in Ephesus. I greet you with the grace and peace poured into our lives by God our Father and Master, Jesus Christ. So this is Paul writing and encouraging the Ephesians. How blessed is God and what a blessing he is. He's the Father of our Master Jesus Christ and takes us to the high places of blessing in him. Long before he laid down earth's foundations, he had us in mind, had settled on us as the focus of his love, to be made whole and holy by his love. Long, long ago, he decided to adopt us into his family through Jesus Christ. What a pleasure he took in planning this. He wanted us to enter into the celebration of his lavish gift-giving by the hand of his beloved Son. Because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, his blood poured out on the altar of the cross, we are free people, free of penalties and punishments chalked up by all of our misdeeds. And not just barely free either, abundantly free. He thought of everything, provided for everything we could possibly need, letting us in on the plans he took such delight in making. He set it all out before us in Christ, a long-range plan in which everything would be brought together and summed up, everything in the deepest heaven, everything on planet Earth. Our Father God really does care for us. He designed us intricately. He designed and predestined us before we were born. We are his pleasure. We are his design. He delights in us. What an amazing thing. What an amazing message for this world where there is limited hope. He brought hope. He brought us life. He brought us love. And I love that scripture. But sometimes in life, and we go on in life, sometimes we either don't understand that, we don't get it, or we haven't met God yet or taken full hold of what God has for us and who we are in him. And a lot of the time, we can really struggle with who we are in Christ, and it can get in the way. Who knows, our flesh gets in the way all the time with God. It thinks totally different. It's all about us, our flesh, but the Spirit is all about God. But it can be a balance sometimes and a tug of war. Very much so, a tug of war. And sometimes we can feel different. I just don't fit. Have you ever had thoughts like that? I just don't fit. This earth was not made for me. The world would be a better place without me. I don't make the grade. You know, a lot of the time, or from times in our life, many of us have battled that. And I'd like to say that difference isn't bad. Difference is not bad. There can be unity in diversity. The scriptures talk about the body of Christ. It doesn't say the body has to be one thought and one way and play one purpose. It's full of many parts that come together. It has its own individual purpose and it comes together to play a connected greater purpose. That's the body of Christ and we are part of that body. So there is unity in diversity. We are not all the same and that is okay. And let me tell you this morning and tell myself that we all fit because of Christ. We fit with him. There's a place prepared for us in his kingdom. And we are in his kingdom now. We are on this earth being used by God to extend his kingdom. We're either extending his kingdom or we're extending our flesh. It's that simple. So this is me in 1980. And I was a little Greek girl. I have very black hair. And I've got another picture here. This is me. I'm very, very Greek in this picture. But I grew up in a surfy town. And I think I was one of the only ethnic kids in this town. And if you think of a surfy town, what does that mean? Well, it's a lot of blonde-haired, blue-eyed people. And in fact, the school I went to was full of all the family that was related to the Iron Men. Because I lived at Thirroul and all the Iron Men, the whole family, it's a big family, all lived in Thirroul and Ostermere and everybody was in the surf club and all of that except me. And I was very, very different. And those early years were very hard because I was so different. I definitely did not fit. And I, being Greek, you know, there's not many skinny Greek people around. Honestly, there isn't. And because we love food. We love getting together. We love hospitality. We're always eating. And and so I was very overweight when I was growing up and I got bullied at school and I was called Fat Ollie. That was my name at school. It was a terrible name, a terrible, terrible name. So not only was I the only ethnic person in a blonde-haired, blue-eyed school, I was very hairy, had dark hair, very hairy eyebrows and everything else, but my nickname was Fat Ollie and it was very hard, very, very hard. And, you know, that feeling of I just don't fit and there's no one like me was resonating a lot in my life. And I had always known God, had been brought up in church, but I didn't really get to start to really know God until I was a bit older and I had my own personal experience with him. See, it doesn't matter how long you've been in God, you have to have your own personal experience with him. You have to meet him where you're at and God will meet you where you're at. You have to believe in him for yourself, not because others tell you to. You have to find him for yourself. God requires a personal relationship with us individually. And so I remember I was about 8 years old and life was just so hard as a young kid. And I found God. I received the Holy Spirit and I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and I spoke in tongues. And it was an amazing experience of God's power working in me. And I got baptized at 8 years old. And I'd have to say, you know, you can look at age and you can say, you can look at any age and think, what do they know? But I knew God. At eight, I knew God. And I had a personal experience. And it really helped me through my life and through those years of being different. But through that time, I was also in a very interesting religious organisation, I'll call it that, who really had a distorted view of who the Father was. Father God loves us, no matter who we are, where we've been, what we do. But religiosity had got in, and it was very judgmental. Let me tell you something, church. If you judge others, you're saying you are better than them. No one is better than somebody else. We're all the same in God's kingdom. We're a son or a daughter in God's kingdom, but we are all the same to Him. We have to be so careful of what we judge. So, so careful. And so it was a very religious organisation that based itself more on judge than on the Father's love. And I remember growing up with a very distorted view of who God was and what He thought of me. The enemy fuels lies and distortions. Not God. His gospel is a simple message of love. You know, our acceptance comes from God. Our value comes from God. Where we belong comes from God. We belong with Him. We belong with His kingdom. We belong with a family of believers. We belong if we're part of God's family. You know, our acceptance, our value and belonging come from God. But the enemy fuels lies and distortions. I looked up the word accuser on the interweb, I call it. I looked up the word of accuser, and this is what it said. Satan is styled the accuser of the brethren as seeking to uphold his influence among men by bringing false charges against Christians with the view of weakening their influence and injuring the cause with which they are identified. Bringing false charges against Christians. I'd like to take that a bit further and say that we also bring false charges against ourselves all the time. You know, I'm not good enough, I'm not accepted, I don't make the grade, I don't fit anywhere, I don't fit the mould. I'm a square peg in a round hole. Keith owns that one. I'm a square peg in a round hole. Keith used to say that a lot. That's your saying too. These are not my people. I'm different. There's no one like me. There's no place for me here. Nobody cares what I think. Friends, that's a distorted view that doesn't belong in the kingdom. That's a distorted view of who God is in you and I, because we do belong. We belong to the family of God. And you know, when you get tired, and we all get tired, when stuff's going on and you get weary, sometimes your thinking gets weary. And, you know, we talked this morning about the armour of God. You've got to have your armour on. Even with yourself, you've got to have your armour on. Because distorted thinking of who God is or who He is in you can really have an effect personally. You know, our minds can be our enemy and they can make false accusation. And it's very hard when you're in that space for you to think outwardly and to serve others. But it's about that, church. We can become an uncomfortable fit. Why? Because there's an uncomfortableness in us, a distorted view. And I'd have to say today, across the church, a lot of people struggle with fitting, not just in life, but fitting in church, because they're looking for exactly the same. We are the body that has many parts. We are not all the same. We have to be unified in diversity, because we can reach more people. We can show kindness to more people. We can love more people by being who we are supposed to be. Not a bad fit, but a good fit. A good fit in the Master's hand. Romans 15 verse 7 says, accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. Psalm 139 verse 13 to 14, for you created my most innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. We've been adopted by the King, who has grand plans for our life, grand plans for us. We've just got to be willing and able and open to God. We've got to be open to each other. We've got to be transparent. When you're having a bad day, ring somebody or text somebody or send a message and say, I'm having a bad day. Would you pray for me? Not, I'm having a bad day, and then you take it out on 10 people around you. You know, I'm having a bad day, or I'm going through some stuff. You know, rejection is a big thing in life. You know, we feel rejection when we get hurt. Sometimes we get hurt, we weren't looking for it, and it just happened. And then suddenly we've got something to deal with. And then we get rejected. And what does rejection do? It rejects others because we've been rejected. It's a behaviour, church, that we have to give over to God, because we haven't been rejected by God. His word loves us. For you have been created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that they're full well. I know that full well. His works are wonderful in us. In us. And as you mature and grow, as we all do, in God, His ways should grow in us. His thinking should grow in us. We shouldn't be reverting to who we used to be when pressure comes. We're called to go forward, church. We're called to be a blessing, blessed to be a blessing. We've been adopted. Ephesians 1 verse 3 says, praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious name, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace, that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. He made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in us. The Greek word of adoption in that section of adoption to sonship means it's a legal term referring to the full legal standing of an adopted male heir in the Roman culture. We have received full adoption from Jesus Christ. Full adoption. When things are going on in our life, you have to stop and you have to remember who Christ is in you and who you are in him. We have to trust God to take over our situations. We have to check ourselves in God to see how we're traveling. You know, September now? September, October, people start to get really tired. You know, they've had a hard year or a busy year or they've gone full ball. They start to get tired. Who gets a bit grumpy when you get tired? I get a bit grumpy when I get tired. And the things that, And the things that don't bug me start to bug me. And if I'm not careful, if I don't check myself, things can go horribly wrong so quickly. And so that's why the scripture says, you know, don't grow weary in doing well, for in due season you'll reap a harvest. Well, don't grow weary in doing well when you've had a busy year. Stop, reflect, check yourself, where you're at in God. Where are you at in your relationship with others? How are you traveling? Where are you at in yourself? Are you still in love with God? Are you still in love with his people? Or has something changed? You know, many times running churches over the last 20 years, we see it all the time, unfortunately. We see at Christmas time, people get tired and all hell breaks loose. I don't know how it gets there, but in some people's lives, all hell breaks loose. People end their marriages at Christmas time. People have big arguments with their family at Christmas time. They get ticked off with people at work at Christmas time. All sorts of things happen. Why? Because there's a pressure on them, they're tired, and maybe they haven't been checking in with God on a regular basis. If we are going to be a mature body and a strong body, and as the Bible says, an army of God, we have to check on with ourselves in God and with each other on a regular basis. Don't let things go and fester too long. Know who you are. If you are feeling that you don't fit, find the scriptures that say you do. We fit in the Master's hand. We fit in God's kingdom. There is a God-size fit made individually for each of us. Each of us. And that's an amazing thing in itself. When you go down the I don't fit road, you isolate yourself. And then you start not talking to people because you don't fit into that group. Then you start not coming to church because you don't fit in church and church is not doing it for you anymore. Then you might have issues with your family. You know, it's a track record and it's a lie from the enemy. We fit. We fit in God, and sometimes you just have to press through and ask the Holy Spirit to do a work. Don't be an isolated Christian. Get in there, boots and all. We don't do things when we're feeling always fantastic. We do things rain, hail or shine because we're called. You're called. You're not called when the weather's fine. You're not called when you're feeling on top of the world. You're called in and out of season. You're called. This is Christianity, God, the Father, the Holy Spirit is not an addition to our life. It is our life. There's a difference, church. It is our life. And, you know, there's just a call of God on the church right now. There's a call on God, calling his people back. Calling his people back to the gospel. Calling his people back. There's a call on people right now to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit if you haven't received. There's a call on people right now going. There's a call on people to stand up. There's a call on people to rise up and be the church. You know, church has somehow sometimes got very, very difficult or very judgmental. You know, I would like to look back on my life in church and see wonderful, wonderful, wonderful memories of the church and God moving and his people maturing and standing up for what and who God is. But I've seen such judgment and I've seen a lot of things. I've had limited kindness shown and encouragement as I've ran churches. I've seen a lot of judgment. You said this. You did that. You didn't look at me the right way. You didn't say hello to me today at church. Come on. Come on. That's isolating behaviour. We all fit. It's about encouraging each other and being kind to each other as Christ has been to us. He's been so kind to us. He's been so kind, even in our most desperate times in life. He has been so kind. Even when we have been walking the other way, he has been so kind and extended his hand out to us. When we have got some strange thinking, he has been so kind to lead us back. And there's a day coming, church, where we have to stand up in a greater capacity. There's a maturing that must come in the kingdom to be a healthy, fully functional body that doesn't get caught in the little things, the little foxes that will take out the whole vine. It's about an overall corporate body walking in the right way, in unity, walking in the right direction and doing great exploits. Exploits? 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 Doing great exploits for him. Helping others, sharing and showing the gospel to others, getting people set free because we have been set free, praying for people and seeing them healed before our eyes, seeing people's lives change for the good. That's what it's about. It's not about all the other stuff. God is calling us to be mature and keep maturing. We've all got maturing to do. Sometimes I am a little kid in God's kingdom, in my thinking. Sometimes I am in the flesh, in my thinking. Other times I am in the spirit with God, and my thinking is in the spirit. But there's got to come more times when there's less of stuff that affects us and more of strength when things go on in our life to be able to stand and link in with each other, the body, and continue forward and not take a break, not walk left to right, not sit down on the road and say, I'm not going forward. That time's got to change. It's got to change for the kingdom of God to be effective here on this earth. That's what it's about. The kingdom of God being effective here on this earth for the world to really see what the church is meant to be. Is meant to be. You know, I run into a lot of people throughout my day. I work in a Christian organisation. I'm very blessed to work in a Christian organisation. I run into a lot of people. God puts people across my path all the time. And most of those people know God. They know him. But they're not in church. They've all got the similar story. I got hurt. I didn't like what was said or done. You know, somebody did something to me. It's a common story, and it's getting more and more common. Church, that's not the church. We're called to be overcomers. We're called to work through things, to grow and be strengthened. God doesn't cause it, because there is an accuser of the brethren. The devil is like a lion roaring around, devouring and looking to see who he will devour. And he picks on Christians, absolutely. But we cannot fall into his snare. We cannot fall into his snare. A greater purpose. Work through the stuff and get on with it. I have to tell myself that regularly. I'm not always in love with the church as Christ loved the church. Rather be at the beach. Ooh, now that we live at the beach. But that's not what we're called to be. We're called to be a strong army who has the full armor of God on. So when the arrows come, when the chinks, and to chink our armor, when the battle's on, the battle belongs to the Lord. And we keep walking forward. And we encourage each other, not tear each other down, not judge each other, not misunderstand each other, not think that we don't fit, not think that church is not doing it for me anymore. I've heard them all. I've said some of them. It's not the time to draw back. It's the time to draw in. It's the time to draw in, church. Ephesians 11 to 12. It's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we're living for. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, he had his eye on us, had designs on us for glorious living, part of the overall purpose he is working out in everything and everyone. He'll work it out, church. It's in Christ that you, once you heard the truth and believed it, found yourselves home free, signed, sealed, and delivered by the Holy Spirit. This signet from God is the first installment of what's coming, a reminder that we'll get everything that God has planned for us, a praising and glorious life. We have been signed, sealed, and delivered by the King. Stamped. We have his seal of authentication. How cool is that? His seal of authentication on our life. When Jesus went to the cross, he went for you and me. He was blameless. He was without sin. He was the Son of the living God that sacrificed for us. He took it all. He took our sins. He took our disappointments. He took our hurts. He took our sicknesses. He took our flaws. When we get that revelation and we have to remind ourselves regularly, you can keep going. You can work it out. You can get strength because he did it on the cross for us. We've been signed, sealed, and delivered. Would you stand this morning? God does not make mistakes. He does not make mistakes. We make mistakes. But God does not make mistakes. You and I, we are not a mistake. We are kingdom ordained. Kingdom ordained. We just want to sing an old song this morning that just brings back who God is and his amazing grace for us. Do you want a mic? Can you have a mic somewhere? Here you go. Maybe. Maybe not. Can somebody get a mic for me? Sorry. That one there? Oh, for Kifo. That won't work. All right.
You want to do it in that key?
Yeah.
You happy you're in that key?
Yeah. As we sing this song, Amazing Grace.
Thank you for joining us today. Central Life Church is an Australian independent church meeting at Unit B5, 4 Dalmerston Avenue, North Wyong, New South Wales. For further information, go to our website at www.centrallife.com.au. Email us at contactus@centrallife.com.au.